My name is Ryan Fitzgerald of 58 East Gregory, and this is John Stevo of 58 East Gregory as well. We are two independent students, not a part of any organization. Over a two-week time period, we collected 3,300 signatures of other University of Illinois students, smokers and non-smokers alike, and the support of bringing up this ban of smoking in bars. Tonight, we wanted to present this petition to you just to show you that students that go to school in Champaign and Urbana are in favor of this.
My name is Ryan Ruzick, and I am the student body president at the University of Illinois. The majority of the students are against the smoking ban. Students want the right to choose what bar they go to. They want to be able to go to bars that are non-smoking if they don't smoke, and there are several bars that have that option. They want to be able to go to bars that allow smoking if that's what they choose, and many students choose that.
My name is Gail Young. I've been a resident of Champaign for 2 years. We tried prohibition in the 1920s, and that's what this would be prohibition. And it didn't work then, and it won't work now. Please don't be fooled into thinking that this is about public health, because it's not. It's about a group of determined people that want everyone else to act and believe the way they do. And most of these people are not frequenting these locally owned establishments that I'm referring to anyway.
My name's Al Kagan. I live in Champaign. What about all the potential people who might go to public restaurants and bars in downtown Champaign, like me, who don't go because they don't want to deal with the smoke? There's a whole group of people out there who would love to go to some of these places but don't do it.
My name is Mike Murphy. I own Mike and Molly's Bar at 105 North Market. People are talking about smokers' rights and non-smokers' rights, and I want to know, what are my rights as a small businessman? When you walk in my door, you are on private property. You're not on public property. I should decide what legal products are allowed to be used on my property. Vote with your dollars. I'm an idiot if I don't listen to my patrons, but most of my patrons smoke. Why does the mob get to dictate to me when they have no stake in my business? Nobody's going to bail me out. If this doesn't work, you know, if the smoking ban doesn't go anywhere, nobody's coming to give me money to keep open.
I want to say that I am very, very proud to be a part of CU Smoke Free Alliance. My back is raw from pats on the back of people in this community saying, Scott, right on. Keep going. I'm glad you do what you do. I'm glad you take the time to do what you do. I'm doing this as volunteer work. So are all the other members of CU Smoke Free. We are not a small group. We are a huge group. And if we were small, I wouldn't be here. This is not about my preference for smoke-free places. This is not about my choice. I'm doing this because it's a public health issue.